1 Samuel chapter 19 and verses 1 to 7. Events have moved on. David has become greater in the kingdom. His reputation has risen. And Saul has become jealous, angry, bitter, showing a hatred towards David, planning his death, working against him. Saul has heard the women singing in their songs, dancing. Saul has slain his thousands, David his tens of thousands, and his jealousy was growing warmer all the day, more hateful towards David. And as we come into this chapter here, Saul speaks to Jonathan and is blunt about it with him. Chapter 19, verse 1, Saul told his son Jonathan and all the attendants to kill David. And I want to look at this episode. And in this discourse, I want to deal with this first point. Jonathan, as well as all the attendants, but Jonathan particularly, is put under severe pressure against David. The believer, you know, and I'm speaking to believers here, we're always put under pressure. Jesus speaks about this so frequently. The pressure will come. Faith must be tried. Peter, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, speaks of the trial of our faith. Jesus warned that it would come from within the family, from all sorts of sources. The Old Covenant said the same, Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 6. He warned that our relations can lead us astray. This is speaking to Israel. But of course, it's still true for us. Matthew 10, 21 to 22, 34 to 38, Matthew 16, 24 to 27. The pressure will come. We have to take up our cross and stand. Saul told his son Jonathan, kill David. Now, this discourse is on this first point here. And it's part of Scripture. And as part of Scripture, it's profitable for instruction, for warning, for rebuke, for encouragement, for training in righteousness, for instruction, and so on. And that's the spirit I'm speaking in, first to myself, and then to any believer who will hear me. As Saul put Jonathan under pressure, so, believer, I'm put under pressure, and so are you. It can come from within the family. It can come in the workplace with our boss. It can come with peer groups. It can be political pressure, moral pressure. All kinds of temptations and trials can be laid upon us. The trial of our faith, as Peter speaks of it in chapter 1 of his first letter. Now remember, in the war trials at the end of the Second World War, many Nazis pleaded, I was only under orders. I was doing as I was told. It's a very strong pressure. Saul told his son Jonathan, the trial of our faith. Brother and sister, are you being tried today? Is your workplace, your marriage, in the church, in your social life, whatever it may be, are you under pressure? Jonathan's covenant with David is going to be tested here. I love you, he said to David. And David loved him in return. I share with you, he said. It was a spiritual covenant. It's a binding covenant. Will Jonathan stand this test? This trial will come. Remember, Jesus said to his disciples, will you also go away? Remember, all his disciples forsook him and fled. Remember, Peter denied him. Remember, Judas betrayed him. So Christ was tempted in all points, like as we are. He has been in this place. He has known what it is to suffer the contradiction, not only of sinners against himself, but his best friends. Psalm 40, my own familiar friend has lifted his heel against me. Will Jonathan raise his hand against David? Now remember, Jonathan will realize that David is rising in the kingdom And he, Jonathan, number two, is bound, therefore, to be replaced. Indeed, Jonathan will tell David that you will be king. Jonathan will be told plainly. But Jonathan knows now, I'm sure, his own best interests, politically speaking, scheming interest, would be to fall in with his father Saul here and betray David. We shall see. We shall see if we don't already know how Jonathan stood this test. John the Baptist knew that as Christ rose in influence, his own position would fall. And John the Baptist responded wonderfully, did he not? It's come down the centuries. He must increase, but I must decrease. The pressure is very real on Jonathan. The pressure can be very real on you, believer, I know. Some of you, it's political pressure, physical pressure, moral pressure, emotional pressure, financial pressure. All kinds of temptations come. Learn from Jonathan. You are not unique. There are so many warnings in Scripture about it, so many encouragements to us to stand firm, to be a friend that sticks closer than a brother, born for adversity. But that's the first point I want to make. Faith must be tried. Covenant love must be tried. Our marriages are under threat. Our churches are under threat. Our relationships are under threat. Satan is attacking. As Jonathan was attacked here, Saul told his son Jonathan and all the attendants, there were numbers with him, kill David. I'll take up again in the next discourse to see how Jonathan reacts. If you have failed, brother and sister, if you have failed the test, remember the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Don't let Satan take you down into a spiral, a vortex of despair. There is forgiveness with God. Peter was forgiven. Judas would have been forgiven if he'd only come to Christ. All the disciples were forgiven. The test comes, though. So I warn myself, stand firm. I was reading in Philippians earlier. Stand firm, stand firm. I want to stand firm, whatever the test. God give us grace to be ready, and by God's Spirit, to stand firm in all our true spiritual relationships, and above all, stand firm with and for Christ today.